Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello everyone. So I have decided to make a podcast series on my PhD journey. So first of all, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin for everything that Allah has given me, whether I realize it or not. So to start, I decided to embark on PhD journey. Actually, it's been a while. In 2020, but because the work load was too much for me, and I couldn't wait to, you know, start off either start a new career in other places or start my PhD journey. In career wise, I couldn't find a better offer, but then alhamdulillah, as things get worse, I got PhD offer from both my previous supervisors. One was from UKM and another one from UITM. So Dr. Salma and Dr. Nadia. So from the UKM, it has grant. So they will pay me about 1.8k every month for about 2 years, I think. Maybe 3 years, so it was about insect, obviously. I couldn't say much about it. And the other one, the other offer is from UITM, my degree supervisor, Dr. Nadia, and the research is about Malayan tiger. She doesn't have grant yet, and she's applying for it. So naturally, normal people would choose the one with the grant, right? So I couldn't make that choice. So what happened is that I made istikhara for about a week, and my heart was firm on UITM. It's weird, isn't it? Because it doesn't have grant, and I'm not rich. I don't have money. I do have savings, but it's only enough to, you know, for me to survive for a couple of months. So, but I trust Allah. So I pick UITM, and so I started off on March, I think 24 March I registered, and alhamdulillah, so many things that I've been through was crazy, because it hasn't been easy since the first I started this journey until today. Today is 8th of September 2021. So it's already like bulan from March, and now it's September. So it's about 6 months after I first registered. So what achievement I have gotten so far? How far have I gotten in this journey? Alhamdulillah, I already submitted my proposal, and I've already had my defense or proposal. I haven't got the result yet, whether they approve me. And then I've already interviewed for a My Brain Science scholarship, and also haven't got the result. Sadly, remember I told you about the grant where that my supervisor has applied for. So she didn't get the grant, the FRGS grant, which is recently, actually I just got the news, and it was heartbreaking actually, because without the grant, it would be very hard for us to proceed with the research, especially for the metagenomic part. Metagenomics actually is about the research, is about basically my research. I have to observe the behavior of the tigers, and then to see whether they're stressed or not, and then collect the feces, and from the feces we check the hormones and also the microbiota composition in it. So that's basically what is my research is about. So in order to assess the hormones and the microbiota are the bacteria found in the feces, right? So in order to extract that, you have to have those kits, the reagents and all that. So you have to have the machines, right? Whatever things, the protocols are, those are not cheap. So we need the grant, right, the funding to fund this research, otherwise it cannot proceed. So that is why it's so heartbreaking, because obviously I don't have the capital, and not a rich person, my family is not rich, and I'm too shy to ask for my brother to support me big enough, and I'm sure they also want me to be independent. So right now I'm waiting for the scholarship result, and I really hope that I got that. I have half of mind to, you know, request or inquire, is there any funding from Tuanku Aziza, our beautiful queen? But I'm not sure whether I should proceed with that crazy idea or not. What else? Yeah, so how many times have I cried for the past 6 months? More than I could count. More than I could count. I had a breakdown. There was one time I had a breakdown where I almost giving up. I wanted to give up. Because I'm the kind of person who is a perfectionist in terms of education and work. And since PhD is both, right? It's both education and also a work. So, yeah, so, and then my supervisor, she basically just, not reprimanded, but basically just telling me that I didn't meet a certain deadline for 3 things, which not entirely my fault. There are circumstances that had happened that, that basically, hampering me, right, from meeting the deadline. And it's not even that crucial. It's crucial, but it's manageable, right? So when she told me that, I was really, I couldn't accept that, right? I got really scared, and then I feel like, am I doing the right thing? Is this the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? So I almost, giving up. I even start emailing people to find jobs, you know, to end this journey, PhD. So, but my mom talked me out, my brother talked me out, and my roommate talked me out about it, and alhamdulillah, I cried like a baby. Basically, I remember what my colleague told me, that PhD journey is all about your relationship with Allah. So your only source of strength is Allah. So it's basically, PhD will make you closer to Allah. And I think, you know, like, no pain, no gain, right? So I have to go through all these painful experiences so that at the end of the day, there is light at the end of the tunnel, right? And there is where I hope that, you know, I get closer to Allah, closer than I've ever been. So I hope that would be one of the hikmah from this. And I really hope, because I'm very new in this journey, so this is what I can tell you, but I really hope that things will be, no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, I really hope that I will be strong and supported, and, you know, daredevil, you know, I have the strength to pick myself up and move on. I remember I asked my ex-boss, how do we survive PhD? And he said, just follow the flow. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, not just follow the flow. I hope I can do extraordinary things. I don't just want to have a PhD. I want to do extraordinary things that benefit me and others as well. So I hope you guys pray for me. Mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, physiologically, mentally, right? Strong and capable, actually more than capable, and of course strive, right, in this journey, inshallah ta'ala. So pray for me, and inshallah I pray for you guys, and whatever you do, best of luck, and keep holding to Allah's rope. Okay, assalamu alaikum.